Chapter 14. Wilderness, Nam Chirios.
As Ben, boyish and unconcerned, piloted the land speeder, Vistara used the best security available to encrypt the letter she was composing. She had to. The letter was one she would never dare send, one she could never allow anyone to see. It would remain in the hidden reaches of her datapad's memory, something she would allow only herself to experience. She might have to purge it from her own memory if it threatened to expose what she was feeling. Father? No. That was how she normally would begin such a communication. In truth, in the real world.
Dear Dad.
She rejected that as well. Dad was not right. The term was so very, very, so very Ben. The surroundings changed from bleak gray plains littered with crystalline gravel to hilly terrain, then dipped into a series of canyons. Rising from their depths were the chimney-like spars of crystal, blue and green and white, that constituted the largest and most impressive gatherings of sills and inert stone found on this planet. Vistara barely registered their presence.
Papa.
That was it.
Dear Papa, I hope you are feeling better, and that the hurts you recently suffered have been well tended.
It was such a stupid way to begin. So strange to express such a thought. Of course his injuries would have been well tended. But to begin a communication with such a sentiment was itself a tremendous indicator of the difference between the Lost Tribe and the cultures of the Galactic Alliance. The words tasted strange in her mind, but she thought that she did not dislike the taste, nor did she necessarily dislike recasting her father, Gavar Kai, in a different light, softening his ruthless drive for perfection and accomplishment to something else. Something like Luke Skywalker.
The other night, seeing Ben blindsided by reminders of his mother, seeing how her loss still affected him, and seeing how his father instinctively reached out for him to comfort him, I was of course reminded of you. And I wonder sometimes what I would be like if I had grown up with a sire.
She knew that was the wrong word. She backed up and corrected her words.
Grown up with a father who was cold and indifferent, or determined to drive me toward a hard destiny in a more cold and ruthless world. I'm not sure I would like myself, and I'm so...
The next word was almost impossible to add, so foreign it was to her nature. She forced herself to continue down that alien path.
Happy that you have always been kind and supportive.
Finally, the lie was too big for her. She set the datapad down and turned away from it for a moment. She needed to regain her sense of self. The very language she was employing was foreign. Phrases and sentiments she'd heard when studying the holodramas of these people. They celebrated gooey, impractical emotions. They saw weakness as a virtue. Except perhaps, it was not precisely weakness. Ben was not weak. His sentimentality made him vulnerable, but she could no longer apply the word weak to him. What then was the right word?
Perhaps supple.
She, Vistara, was like a hardwood tree, one that stood tall and proud, no matter what was thrown at her. Ben, instead, was a flexible tree, perhaps not capable of holding up so much weight, but also capable of leaning and bending to remain unharmed when the greatest winds came at him. Those winds might uproot Vistara, might topple her, kill her. And in the short time since she was separated from her fellow Sith, separated by more than distance, separated by her involvement with the death of their leader, Talon, which would earn her a death warrant from her own kind, she felt increasingly as if those winds were hammering at her.